more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
Peter Greenberg back with you as Eye on Travel continues from the Park Hyatt Cabo del Sol right here in Los Cabos, Baja California, sir. Of course, you can always reach me. You know that drill by heart. Just email me, peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. In fact, let's go out to the phones. Out in Lakeville, Minnesota, I've got Mary on the phone. Hello, Mary.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
Well, my husband and son are going to be taking a Viking Antarctica expedition cruise in December of 2027.
Okay.
Of course, Viking has their own travel insurance, and we've also reached out to our AAA agent, and she has suggested a policy with Allianz. So I'm wondering, what should we be looking for? And should we choose coverage other than Vikings? And then she also did say that we should have at least $1 million in emergency medical evacuation coverage.
And you want to know something? She's right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the difference, okay? When people make a reservation online, what usually pops up is, and so many cases you can't, you know, you can't finish the transaction unless you either opt in or opt out for the insurance, is something called trip cancellation and interruption insurance. And that's if all of a sudden, you know, the flight cancels, or there's a weather issue, or you don't feel well, any of those things. That's not what we're talking about here. We can talk about that, because you may need to have that as well, depending on the investment that you have in the cruise, which I should say is probably not inexpensive, correct?
Correct. It is expensive.
I know. So let's talk about that first. As a general rule, I never buy insurance from the travel provider themselves. Now, Viking is a wonderful company. They're financially strong. I have no worries about them. But as a general principle, I don't buy insurance from a company that's essentially self-insuring, because if the company goes out of business, so does your insurance. So so any travel advisor or agent, and you're talking to somebody from AAA, and this proves the point, can sell you that trip cancellation and interruption insurance. And if you want to protect your investment, your financial investment, you should do that, as long as you have that agent or advisor read through the language, so you understand the hieroglyphics of the policy, to know what you're covered for as well as you're not, right?
Correct.
So that's part one. But you mentioned something else, and that's medical evacuation and repatriation insurance. Everybody should have that, whether you're going to the Antarctic or you're going to Alabama. And what that insurance covers is, in the event you get sick or injured overseas, or anywhere for that matter, that insurance coverage kicks in. They'll pay to get you stabilized medically wherever you happen to be, and then the best policies, not every policy, but the best policies will then consult your own personal doctor, who knows your medical history better than your own physician. And then after that consultation, if necessary, we'll fly a medically equipped jet, and here's the key, to take you to the medical facility and the doctor of your choice. There are a lot of policies out there that will take you to the medical facility and doctor of their choice. You don't want that policy, because you'll end up in a place you don't want to be, because you became the victim of the lowest bidder. So make sure that that AAA agent gives you the actual quote based on what I just said. That's number one. And make sure that there are no exclusions that make the policy worthless. Some policies have a pre-existing medical exclusions. Some policies have an age exclusion. Some policies have a location exclusion. You're not going to get insurance if you want to go to Syria right now, if you get my drift. So, but your agent's got the right idea. First of all, you're buying it from a third party. That's great. By the way, I'm not just endorsing AAA. It's any outside travel agent or advisor who can do that. And then you want to get the proper amounts of coverage so that you are really covered for the financial investment it's going to take should you get sick or injured overseas.
Okay. Perfect.
I hope that helps.
It does, and I thank you for your advice.
Now, the most important thing is, if you're going to go on that Antarctic expedition with Viking, I just need to know one thing. You ready, Mary?
Sure.
Are you going to do the polar plunge?
Well, I don't know about that. It's my husband and son going, so that's up to them.
Oh, so you'll so you'll supervise from a distance. I got it. Okay.
Right. Yeah. They're going to go. I wanted my son to go. I thought it would be a great experience for him and my husband.
Well,
so
something tells
they're going to do it.
Okay, good. They're going to jump in. Great.
Yeah.
Mary, thanks for the call, and go back to your agent and work that out. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Peter.
Anytime.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Then here's an email from Matthew who writes, in my opinion, or meaning your opinion, meaning me, what's the best travel credit card out there? We could do an entire show on that, Matthew. But he says, I would like to have access to airport lounges when we do major trips. Well, now, if you want access to airport lounges, well, there's, of course, the American Express card, the Platinum card. You also have the Capital One Venture X, and you have the Chase Sapphire Reserve. But they don't always have lounges in every airport. Remember, these are credit card lounges. They're not airline lounges. If there's an airline that you fly more than you do other airlines, if it's Delta, then maybe the American Express card works. If it's American, you have to basically become a member of their lounge. But I got to warn you, the airlines have oversold the memberships. The credit card companies have oversold the memberships. They're changing the rules all the time. Check out our newsletter, petergreenberg.com, which will give you the breakdown of how the rules are changing to make sure if anything really still applies to you. I hope that's helpful. So there's no answer to your question of the best travel credit card out there, except don't do it affiliated with their mileage program. And I'll have more on that in next week's show. Back right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Eye on Travel will be right back. Been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
Peter Greenberg back with you as Eye on Travel continues from the Park Hyatt Cabo del Sol right here in Los Cabos, Baja California, sir. You know the drill. You can always find me, and that's easy to do. Just email me, peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. I'll solve it right here on the air. Let's go first to some emails. Here's one who writes, I missed your comments on how to receive 2027 Super Bowl tickets for free. Had something to do with booking rooms now ahead of the next year's game. All right, so Steve, here's the answer. This is what I said. Now, we all know when the game is going to be played next year. We all know where it's going to be played, right? Down in Southern California. But what we don't know is who's playing. It doesn't matter. You know it's going to be a sellout, and the tickets are going to go at a premium, and hotel rooms are going to be wildly expensive. So here's my handy-dandy way to score two free tickets to the Super Bowl and a free hotel room. You now call the concierge of the best hotel close to the venue in Southern California. You call them now if you want. Say, hi, my name's Steve. I'd like you to get me 6 tickets to the Super Bowl next year and 3 hotel rooms at your hotel. And here's my credit card. Okay, fine, Steve, and that's going to happen. Now, remember, you don't need 6 tickets. You don't need 3 rooms. But between now and next January, when it's determined who wins the championship series and who's going to be going to the Super Bowl, everybody's going to be wanting to go to Southern California for that game. Obviously, those tickets will be at a premium, very high ticket cost, very high hotel room cost, because those rooms will be sold. And you know what's going to happen about 2 weeks before the game? That concierge is going to call you and say, do you still need all 6 tickets? Do you still need all 3 rooms? And of course, the answer is, no, I'll just take 2 tickets in one room. And you turn that concierge into your own ticket broker and have him or her sell the other 4 tickets at a huge markup and the rooms as well. And the difference that's gained on that pays for your room and pays for your tickets. You're going to the Super Bowl for free. I just hope it's your team. If not, sell all 6 tickets. What do you care? Bottom line is you're hedging and you're going to win. I hope that helps you right there. Okay, now let's go to the phones out in Minneapolis. I got Tracy on the phone. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Peter. How you doing?
Good. What can I do for you?
Well, my friend and I are traveling to Norway this summer, and we would like to know what train would you recommend for a one-way, all-day ride from Bergen to Oslo? We are traveling early August. We would like the most scenic and comfortable option.
Okay, so I got a couple of questions for you. This is not a round trip. You just want to go one day on the train and then continue on from Oslo.
Exactly.
Okay, so here are a couple of choices. And you're going at the right time of the year, of course. One of the most famous train rides you can take is the Bergen Line. By the way, it's pronounced Bergensbanen, if you want to know. And it crosses the high mountain plateaus. It'll take you almost 7 hours of travel time on that train, right? You leave at about 7:50 in the morning, and the latest departure is at 3:57 in the afternoon, but you don't want that. You want to go in the morning. You can get, now, there are different classes of service, of course. There's sort of like a business class service that gives you more legroom, wider seats, but it doesn't really matter. You're going to have a good view no matter what seat you bet on the train. Now, here's the thing you need to know. Even though you're going next year, right? Or you're going this year, but you're going in August, right?
We're going in August.
Okay, yep. But you can't book until at least 120 days out.
Okay?
So plan on that, right? And remember, August is the peak time of the year. So the minute you can book, right? So backdate from your August dates, 120 days, and that's when you want to book. Okay? Now, the pricing's not crazy. It'll be under $200. And, oh, yeah, here's another little tip. On the way there, right, halfway through, on the first half of the trip, try to sit on the left side because those will give you the best views of the most amazing fjords. I've been there. It's incredible. But on the second half of the trip, that's when you want to sit to the right side because that's when you're going to see the best views of the glaciers and the mountain peaks, okay?
Perfect.
There you go. And they have a dining car. It's okay. Hot Norwegian meals. But don't forget, there's herring. We love the herring. And but other than that, you should be good to go.
Cool. Could you again reconfirm the name of the Bergen Line?
Sure. The Bergen Line's name in the way the Norwegians call it is Bergensbanen, Bergens. Banen, Bergensbanen.
Great.
Okay?
Wonderful.
And by the way, how much time are you spending in Bergen before you go?
Well, we're going to spend two full days in Bergen before we head to Oslo.
Great. So you got to go up to the top of the mountain there, too. You got to go up to the top of the hill in Bergen. It's a great walk. And then come on down for a great seafood lunch right in the harbor.
Okay.
Okay? Run up to the top of the hill, come on down, and then seafood lunch right in the harbor. Okay, done.
Great. Is there just one hill? Is it the Bergen Hill?
You can't miss it. Trust me.
Okay.
It's the hill that overlooks the harbor.
Awesome.
You got it, Tracy.
Hey, thanks so much.
Anytime. That music means out of time for the entire show. Lots of people to thank. Amanda Morris, our producer. Jeff Ryder doing the boards in Connecticut. Anthony Protas doing the boards right here in Los Cabos. Susie Alba Najera, Valentino Toledo, Sandra De La Garza, my buddies here in Los Cabos, and the entire staff of the Park Hyatt right here in Los Cabos. Thank you so much for all your hospitality. We'll see you next week, everybody, from another location somewhere around the world.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.